Okay.
Sure, yeah. Cliff Warner, I'm a deputy fire chief of the Church Fire Rescue. It's CLIFFWARNER.
Just quick rundown, I guess, of the... I know you didn't know exactly what time, but just what was happening today anyway?
Sure, yeah. This afternoon we were alerted to a grass fire that spread into the trees with the high winds today. Was threatening some homes in this area, in the Valley View area. So with RCMP, we did a tactical evacuation of approximately 40 homes. And they're situated now in a safe location. And the fire is mostly knocked down, but with the winds, we're just keeping a close eye on it with the sparks and some hot spots.
How close, I don't know if you would know exactly, but how close were we getting to the residences?
In some cases, very close, probably within a few feet in some cases. So our crews were very quick to action those, and they were managed to keep them at bay.
And I went around the side. Looks like you said, hot spots kind of spraying the smoky areas come out of the ground.
That's
how
right.
Much science-wise, how much are those still a risk at this point? Is it just a matter of time before we put those out?
It's just making our way through all of it and hitting them. We have a couple of forestry crews here helping us as well, so they're very resourceful for us with those types of situations.
How far away, you mentioned about 40 homes, some were a couple feet away. How far was the furthest? How careful do you get in these situations, I suppose?
Well, pretty much we've tried to just keep it within the area that's directly affected and monitoring it. Fortunately, it's been maintained in an area that's somewhat manageable as far as that goes, so we've been able to keep it within that scope.
How many, a couple more, how many trucks, how many guys do you have here working on this?
What do we have here? We've got four engines and a backup tender and an in-service tender, which is a water supply just in case. There is so hydrants up here, so we have water supply just in case. And then we have approximately 20 guys in here right now. And then there's forestry as well, the couple of crews. I'm not sure how many there are with them. Maybe 10 or 20, yeah.
And there's a couple more fires happening sort of in the area right now. Does that affect change your approach at all? Or, how do you distribute? I know it's probably a different group that's out there, but
sure.
In some cases you might have to go help if a fire is big.
Yeah, for us it's basically we just manage what's within the city limits, so anything in there we would be looking after. We do have crews that are stationed at the halls downtown, so the city is still staffed and protected.
And did it go pretty smoothly today? You would know better than anyone else.
Yeah, everything went very well. The crews did a great job of getting to it quickly and knocking it down. And it's good to have the support of RCMP and forestry. Work well as a team.
That's all I have. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
And in regards to injuries, were there any injuries?
No injuries.
Right. And
at this point that I know of.
And I know you said it came to within a couple of feet of some houses, but I was talking to some neighbors and they said people's properties have their fires in trees on two people's properties. Can you say that damaged any properties, not just homes?
Well, there's definitely trees and grass that have burned on properties, but I don't know the extent of any buildings. I don't believe there's any extensive damage to any homes.
And then, so will this fire be patrolled and looked at for the next day, 2 days?
We'll keep our crews on it, and forestry will be on it to make sure it's completely out, especially with these winds.
And then in regards to residents, I know you guys stopped evacuating. Are they coming back now? What's the deal with residents, and when can they come home?
That I'm not sure of at this point. We've got them in a safe location, and we're going to continue to communicate with them. And when we know that the fire is completely out and safe, we should be able to allow them back into their homes.
Excellent. Anything else you'd like to add?
Thank you very much.
All right. I appreciate it.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, you guys. And there is our...